WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
The University of Kentucky's Active Girls Healthy Women program has a mission to advance girls and women's physical activity and health through research and outreach. They recently had an online coffee talk with Dr. Jocelyn Wittstein, Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at the Duke University Medical Center, about optimizing bone health for girls and women across the health span. And value added, Dr. Wittstein is a sustaining member of her local NPR affiliate. Jocelyn, thank you very much for chatting with me. I understand you recently had an online coffee talk with the University of Kentucky talking about bone health throughout the health span for girls and women. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what got you particularly interested in this topic?
Yeah, I had a nice discussion with the coffee talk group, and I've always been interested in the intersection of women's health and orthopedic or musculoskeletal health. And a lot of that, as an orthopedic surgeon, as you can imagine, does relate to bone health. And, you know, sometimes people think about bone health being only kind of a later stage of life thing in relation to osteoporosis. But if you treat very many female athletes, what you will quickly learn is that bone health can also affect younger women patients, especially athletes who are intensely training. There's something called relative energy deficiency in sport that can affect bone health. And then bone health is always relevant throughout the lifetime because we accumulate our bone mass and bone density until about the age of 30 and then have a gradual decline over time. And the next phase of life where it becomes really relevant is perimenopause and menopause. And of course, women after menopause are the most at-risk group for osteoporosis. So it really is kind of a lifelong thing, you know, bone health in women.
Yeah, both of my daughters who are now adults were high school and collegiate athletes and had their share of challenges in that world. And we hear a lot of information over the years about everything from resistance training, strength training, vitamin D, that sort of thing. Are there sort of general bits of advice that you would have for young girls who are starting out with physical activity, athletic training, that sort of thing, all the way up through older people doing the same types of activities?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of data showing that being active in sport, especially weight-bearing sports or high-impact sports like soccer or gymnastics, certainly promotes bone density and increases the peak bone mass in female athletes that is achieved. But on the flip side, The sports that are really demanding of energy, you know, can, you know, even unintentionally result in an energy deficiency. So the key is that female athletes, whether they're like teenagers or in their 20s, need to be adequately fueled, but participating in activities that include impact, like jumping and load bearing and also strength training is a great way to optimize peak bone mass. And then maintaining bone mass over time, it's definitely important to include impact exercise and resistance training to maintain your bone density over time, or even gain some bone density if you have started to lose it later on in adulthood. And then diet is also, of course, you know, of importance. And you mentioned vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency certainly can contribute to poor bone health. So there are a lot of aspects of diet. It's not just vitamin D. There's also calcium and micronutrients, adequate fueling, things like that. But certainly there's a lot of evidence that at various time points in life, whether it's the bone building phase or kind of maintaining or bone mass or slowing loss of bone density, resistance training and impact exercises are very effective tools.
Are there any particular challenges that are outstanding that you see again and again when addressing this bone health across the health span, whether it's perhaps misinformation that's out there or patient challenges that you see over and over again?
Well, one of the, you know, really looming ones, I think, is that a lot of people don't realize or know that osteoporosis can be prevented, and a lot of people are not aware that there is a more rapid progression of loss of bone density at perimenopause and after menopause. And many people don't know that prevention of or prophylaxis against osteoporosis is an FDA-approved indication for hormone therapy, which means systemic estradiol, which is, again, prophylactic against osteoporosis. So people think about hormone therapy as being primarily for things like hot flashes, night sweats, vasomotor symptoms, but one of the main benefits and indications of hormone therapy, if you're a candidate for it, is, helping to prevent progression to osteoporosis.
Well, Jocelyn, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners know going forward about bone health for girls and women?
Oh, I think just remember building your peak bone mass and then maintaining your bone mass and bone density over time is really a lifelong thing, and dietary and exercise habits really matter. And screening, I just want to mention, a lot of times, women don't get screened until later on in life, like age 65. But if you're someone who has had early menopause, or you had relative energy deficiency in sport as a younger athlete, meaning you had some bone stress fractures, or had a time in life where you didn't have menstrual cycles because you were exercising so intensely, those are some unique risk factors for developing osteopenia or osteoporosis earlier in life, and you might want to get screened closer to age 50, around the time of menopause, when we can start to see that decline in bone density, because sometimes 65 can be later than we'd like to catch these changes of osteoporosis.
My thanks today to Dr. Jocelyn Wittstein for talking with us about optimizing bone health for girls and women across the health span. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.